I think that life is more fun when you have equals with you going through the journey mm-hmm. together, but it's still important to have someone ahead of you who's the plus, who can sow into your life and provide guidance. Hopefully they're not dicks about it, because if they are, they're the wrong person for you.
Wrong person.
Welcome to the Be It Till You See It podcast, where we talk about taking messy action, knowing that perfect is boring. I'm Leslie Logan, Pilates instructor and fitness business coach. I've trained thousands of people around the world, and the number one thing I see stopping people from achieving anything is self-doubt. My friends, action brings clarity, and it's the antidote to fear. Each week, my guests will bring bold, executable, intrinsic, and targeted steps that you can use to put yourself first and be it till you see it. It's a practice, not a perfect. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Be It Till You See It interview recap, where my co-host in life, Brad, and I are going to dig into the holistic convo I had with Diana Min in our last episode. If you haven't yet listened to that interview, feel free to pause this now. Go back and listen to that one, or listen to this one, then listen to that one. You know what? You do you. I had someone tell me they were binging out. There were 70 episodes in to the Be It pod. And if you're listening...
Sorry, did you say 70?
Yeah, they listened to 70 in a row.
Oh, they beat me.
And they were getting so many. So shout out to you. I'm obsessed with you already.
Welcome to the fam. This is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, you can do that. And maybe you're doing that, and that's how you're here.
You could go listen to 70 episodes before you listen to this one.
By the way, I mean, I talk fast, but I listen to me on 1.5 speed. So, you know.
Yeah,
you
binge out.
So today is February 22nd, 2024, and it's National Margarita Day. It's also like 222, so that might be your angel number. Shout out, happy birthday to Cindy. I got a few friends whose babies are due on this day. Like, I hope everyone who wanted to get married today was able to make it happen.
Sorry,
like,
angels have numbers?
Oh, you don't know about angel numbers?
Do I get an angel number?
Yeah, you can just get one.
Where do you get
I'm pretty sure you could just, I don't know.
Google. Do you order that? Is it like from Michael's?
It's from House of Intuition.
Oh.
No, it's not like angels. It's like your angel number. So you could be like 333-777.
Oh.
You know how like some people, that's why some people price things like 3333 or like 22. It's all angels.
Really?
Yeah.
They're pricing things based on angels.
They're angel numbers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a whole, you know,
I think that's like a triple woo right there.
That's triple woo. So, but back to it being 222, perhaps your angel number, or perhaps you celebrate like me, National Margarita Day. So every February 22nd, we come together for National Margarita Day to pay homage to our favorite celebratory cocktail, the margarita, which is triple sec, tequila, and lime juice, which was created in 1938 in Mexico, and it's widely considered the official drink of having fun. And did you know you were going to get a history lesson on the margarita today? You did not. But you are getting one right now. And here's how I recommend. I recommend going light on the triple sec. I recommend doing none, to be completely honest, and doing a margarita. So it's called skinny style, which I really don't know that I love that anymore, but like it's a margarita that doesn't have the triple sec, less sugar, add the spice. Truly, you cannot. And if you want an even easier margarita to make, which I was obsessed with this restaurant in Seoul, Korea, because they do it the way that I like to do, which is regular kombucha, blanco tequila, or you could do a cristalino and a squirt of lime. You will make yourself a kombucha margarita, a kombucharita. And I love that too. So anyways, that's my recipes for margaritas that you also didn't ask for, but you're getting anyways. Brad's typing, so I'm sure you can all hear that. So what's coming up right now? We are going to do a summer camp for OPC. So my Pilates lovers of all levels, that is going to happen this summer. It's going to be in June. You want to go to opc.me/workshops. We're actually going to have a lot of different teachers doing workshops and workouts, and you'll be able to buy into each one based on the equipment you have access to, which is really, really exciting. So opc.me/workshops. And then also what's coming up even closer is a March Madness. Yeah, so not madness, but I know I'm from Vegas and you're like, oh, she's betting. You bet I am. But no. I'm betting. I'm going to bet on the cutest uniforms. Because that typically is how things win, right? So March Madness is the nerdy way of doing your mat work. And I always teach with the order. So March Madness is something I'm like, I do this all the time, but I know that you might not. And so we're actually doing a free mat accountability challenge in honor of March Madness. And you can go to opc.me/challenge to sign yourself up. You can sign yourself up ahead of time. It's free. You'll get accountability emails. Each week we'll send you a different length of mat class. You can build up your stamina, build up your endurance, and nerd out with us.
Do it.
Do it.
Also, it's free.
Did we say it's free?
It's free.
Because it's free.
Because it's free.
Yeah. And then this says OPC TBD. So that's fun. Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
So,
read the rest of the sentence there.
Let me finish
the
sentence.
To be determined exactly when, but the pre-sale for the Barrels Flashcards deck is coming up. You can get on the waitlist at opc.me/flashcardwaitlist.
Yeah,
all one word, flashcard waitlist.
All one word.
Why would one do that, Leslie?
So if you love a spine corrector or the ladder barrel, you want to nerd out about these things, I'm doing a whole deck with those, plus the C-shaper and the small barrel will be in them. And I promise you, you want all of those. And so we already have, I just wrote an email to those who are on the waitlist. You got it already, but we have set the date of the photo shoot, which is a humongous outlier in the project, which means we are moving even more forward and closer to pre-sale dates because the photo shoot was dependent on the photographer and my schedule and Brad's schedule lining up, because guess who's not driving herself to LA by herself? That's me. So
I'm happy to drive both of us to LA.
Yes.
On your behalf.
Yes. Thank you. So it's coming up. Probably going to be in the May-ish. We've now bumped April off. It's definitely in the May-ish area. Maybe June. But anyways, it's coming up and you want to be on the wait list, because if you're not on the wait list, you will not hear about it because we will not promote it publicly.
Yeah. So TLDR, those on the wait list get the hookup on the pre-sale price.
And that's the best price it'll ever be.
That's the best price it'll ever be.
So don't cry to me, Argentina and Polite Lovers who want a discount on the things, because it's not happening. The truth is Elevate Round 4 has kicked off and it's a fucking great group. They're amazing.
It's a good group.
They're so amazing. And I have so many people ask about my mentorship program. This is for teachers and it is quite the investment. So I want you to hear about it now, because I want you to get on the wait list now, because I want you to be able to save up and be able to sign up. And the truth is we're probably going to start opening up applications earlier because we have so many people who are interested in 2025.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we can hold space for people, create the right groups, and you can save the dates and start saving up your investment for that. But you, so I don't know where you go, but it's
Leslie Logan. If you're interested, if you're interested, just go to leslielogan.co/elevate. And if you're like, oh, wait, I missed this, how do I get involved now? Well, just let us know. Just chat to us. We'll figure it out. But basically, we're going to be booking into next year already. So, and then I am super fired up. We only have a few spots left.
Literally, only a few spots left.
Yeah.
Literally.
In our Cambodia trip this year, it's going to be an epic group.
Sold out just from the people on the wait list.
Yep.
So
that's true. So that's fucking amazing. We're so excited. We can't even tell you how fired up this trip. We're going to make some really fun changes to some of the activities that we've done in the past. We're introducing some new cool stuff, because Leslie and I had a chance to hang out for like a week last time and do some extra cool stuff that we haven't done ever. So we thought they were so rad.
Yeah.
We decided, you know what? Our next retreat has to incorporate this stuff ourselves. And you guys get to experience it. So it's going to be super, super fun. This year, we're going to be there October 6th through the 11th, 2024. If you are interested, go to crowsnestretreats.com. Crowsnestretreats.com. All the information is right there, and all the things. So,
all right,
join us.
Okay, that we have a lot going on, obviously,
yeah,
but there's something for you. Before we talk about Diana, is there an audience question?
Oh, there sure is, Leslie. This is from Jessica on Instagram. Hey, LL, why did you remove your beautiful, luscious, glorious, gorgeous...
She didn't put those adjectives in there.
Lash extensions.
Yeah. Jessica sent this in, and I had a few people send this in, so clearly I didn't prepare you all and talk about it enough. Because what has happening is I'm giving mascara reviews lately. That's my new obsession is mascara reviews. So the thing is that I got lash extensions in LA And I loved them. And the girl who did them was like so good at making them really look great. And even when they kind of like thinned out and fell out, they still looked really natural. And I loved it. And then I moved to Vegas and I tried really hard. I tried several people. And I just felt like every time I saw myself from the side, I could see the lash extensions. And I hated that. Yeah. I hated how fake it looked. It just didn't make me excited. And then we were doing these traveling trips that like month long. And then it was even harder for me to find anyone to fill in the gaps that were happening because the way they were falling out just wasn't looking natural. And I was just freaking driving me nuts. I couldn't find anyone good. They were all nice and lovely, just not good enough. And so I got to a point where I was like, fuck it. Not do it anymore. Maybe I'll get my nails done instead. I also didn't like the drive there. I didn't like it's like an hour. All the things just like got to a point where I was like, I am going to take $250 a month and give it to myself and go get my nails done. And so the harsh thing was, though, you guys, holy freaking moly, I looked like a mole rat. Like, I don't even know, like a little pink
never,
mice.
Babe, never.
No, I
never.
Literally took
no,
them off.
No, no,
and
no.
I come out.
You're too
I come
beautiful
out,
to ever be considered
I
a mole rat.
Out, let me tell you what Brad said. I walked out of my friend's bathroom where I had taken my lashes off with olive oil myself. And I walk out and Brad goes, whoa, you look really different. And I was like,
damn. I thought about saying, no one's going to notice, love. Nobody.
Yeah. No. All I know is that like, you don't realize how pink or some people are blue your eyelids are until you don't have lashes to block and cover it. And I had to teach the next day. And of course, the first thing the first person said to me is like, where's your lashes? And I was like, you know, when you're like, no one's going to notice. And then the first person says it and you're like, yeah, so everyone can tell that I look like a fucking mole rat. So I cried a little bit in the car.
A mole rat is not a thing. There's not an animal called a mole or rat.
Well, I couldn't decide if I look like a mole or a rat. So it's like pink eyelids, like a pink like lab mouse. Anyways, so then I went. So we got to Texas and you guys, I was the first appointment on New Year's Day in a Sephora in the suburbs. This poor girl read my thing and said,
I'm sorry. Huh. It is a thing. It's called a naked mole rat.
Oh, does it look like me?
They can't fucking see.
I don't recognize that.
I forgot about them. No, they're like underground animals and they have the big two front teeth.
Yeah. So except for I have a big nose and look at them. No eyelashes. Look at these. No eyelashes. No, they're just nothing but nose.
It's a mouse-sized rodent. They're used in biomedical research.
Yeah.
And then they...
Wonder why? Because they have no eyelashes. Yeah. They have no eyelashes. So anyways, back to me. So you guys, this is what I did.
Back to me.
Because I went to Be It Tell Me See It because I was like, I refuse to like feel ugly. So I went to the Sephora. It was Monday morning on New Year's Day, 10 a.m. And I said, you need to help me with my eyes because I don't feel pretty anymore. And this poor girl was like, holy fuck, this is my first appointment of the new year. It's just like someone going, you have to help me. I don't look pretty. So she taught me how to make my eyes not look like a mole rat and or a pink lab mouse. And it took over 5 weeks before I could put mascara on. Anything. There was nothing but mascara on. I have since tried 4 mascaras. And I'm going to tell you right now, I like the wand from Ilia Volumizing, but I like the mascara from Hourglass. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm going to try to take the wand from Ilia and shove it in the Hourglass. I don't know. But I'm also at the point that you're hearing this, I have booked another Sephora thing because I'm now at the point where I can learn how to do eyeliner. And what I'm completely became aware of is that I have no idea how to do eyeliner because I haven't had to do eye makeup in 6 years. And so it's not easy. And also I have one eye that's a different shape than the other and you have to do your eyeliner a different way. So
babe, Jessica, just stick with me. I'll teach you.
So Jessica, I got rid of them because I wasn't liking them. And now here I am spending $250 on Sephora appointments and mascara. We're trying to figure out how to make myself look pretty again. So thank you.
Did you know that mole rats have wars? They literally have mole rat wars. It's a whole thing. They usually break out if an intruder is detected in the colony, if another female is challenging the queen, or if a colony is in the process of establishing a new queen after the previous one dies, and there are bloody skirmishes or aggressive encounters in the
tunnels. My gosh. This one looks scary. Oh,
I'm having nightmares. Intense.
I'm having nightmares.
They're intense.
Oh my God, I'm having nightmares. Okay, well, let's go talk about Diana Mint. Loves, it's here. OPC Summer Camp. You know, that thing we started last year? Well, we're doing it again this year, and we're making it bigger and better than ever because we have teachers from all over the world, which means all day long, you can nerd out with me at Camp Zoom from the comfort of your own home in your favorite Pilates workout outfit without having to get bugs or dirt or weird camp food that's like some weird slaw. No, you can have the amazing food from your own home. You can be whatever clothes you want to be in, and you can join us all day long for whatever workouts and workshops you sign up for. In fact, you can even do a whole day pass and save the most money. In fact, up to 56% off if you buy the day pass. So go to opc.me/events to see the full schedule and lineup of events. If you only have access to a mat, we've got plenty of stuff for you. We've got reformer. We've got some happy hip reformer with you. We've got so many amazing things. You can go to opc.me/events to see the whole schedule, all 14 teachers, and all the goodness that's going to happen at Camp Zoom. And I'm your camp director. Woo!
Okay, now let's talk about Diana Min. Diana is a dynamic empowerment coach and spiritual mentor. Her journey from a troubled past to a spiritual coach is both moving and inspiring. With a focus on holistic healing and personal growth, Diana helps individuals navigate their paths to self-discovery, to work through their inner blockages and step into the power and live the life they're destined to live.
Yeah. And it's really cool because we got to talk about things I think are really great reminders. And at any time, like I think this, what she was saying is just like a really good reminder because she was talking about new levels, new devils. And she also brought up our favorite thing, which is like life happens, or as we like to say from Tori Gordon, life lives.
Yep.
Need a bumper sticker. Anyways, she brought up like every time you're trying to expand into a new level, you're going to hit blockages of either your inner self or your belief systems or those things that you've inherited from your ancestor.
Yeah, there's a couple of really interesting points here. One thing that I found interesting about this, she said a lot of the clients that she works with will come to her and say, I don't even know where I picked this thing up, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you didn't necessarily pick it up. It could have been built in.
Yeah, no. And also it's built in because of like, however your parents were raised and what they were raised in, those belief systems get poured into you as you're a little baby. And like, you know, like it just becomes something that's normal for you.
Or generational traumatic, like trauma.
Oh,
like, you
yeah.
know, like we're watching a really interesting show right now about the survivors from the Holocaust and their kids.
Yes.
You know, and how it's just fascinating to understand the cultural like implications of that.
Yeah. No, it's really, I mean, it is very interesting. Also, I mean, we can talk about like even in our own families, this how things are not talked about or talked about. That is stuff that you carry on. And if you're not sure, but you don't talk about things in your family, then it makes it really hard for you to talk about things in your own life. And even though no one told you, you don't talk about pain. You don't talk about pain. So like it becomes these things you pick up. So anyways, she brought up new devils. And I want to talk about that a little bit. And also like the, as you expand a new levels, you hit a blockage. Of course you are.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to describe this is that if you're going to the gym and you go to the gym for the first time, you cannot pick up like a 20-pound dumbbell to do bicep curls 15 times. It's not going to happen. So you're going to have this blockage of, I can't pick up that weight. And you work your way down to a weight that you can do. And then you're going to get stronger. And then you're going to be able to take that exercise to another level. And then you hit another blockage because you have to build the strength and the coordination and the stamina. The same thing goes with your life. If you're like, okay, I'm this amazing person who loves myself and I'm going to go out and put myself out there. Guess what? You're going to get hit with rejection that you hadn't hit before. And now you have to learn how to overcome rejection. It doesn't mean you're not worthy of stepping outside of your comfort zone. It just means that we have to be prepared for it. And we're going to learn, we've always used the example of like video games, like, you get to a new level and there's a new bad guy and you gotta learn how to do it. There's a new boss. And so I think it's the more you can be prepared for that, the easier it is for you to, when those things happen, come. And it doesn't mean you don't have like a divine tantrum. That's what I'm calling what I did yesterday. It's a divine.
But you're so glad I was here to experience the divine.
But you, but like, you kind of have to get really clear on like what's frustrating you so that you can take on the next level in your life.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. You know what? What I've found really interesting was about this too. Was one of the things that she was challenged with was her personal relationship with her ex. Mm-hmm. She said that she was with someone who was convinced that she basically needed to get on meds. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, I have borderline personality disorder, which is a learned behavior, right? Mm-hmm. And there are symptoms. I'm familiar with this from my past experiences in, you know, with my relationships, but there can be symptoms like stem from BPD, like depression or whatever. And you can be treating those things with meds. But many times those are symptoms of the BPD. It's not the root, mm-hmm. right? And I found it really interesting. She didn't really go into it, but she basically said, yeah, you know, the BPD and these other things were a response to the traumatic childhood that she had, mm-hmm. where she had an egomaniacal mom who treated her like shit and abused her, emotionally abused her whole life, right? And so consequently, she was dealing with all this baggage and it took a really long time to work through. I find that really encouraging to know that that's possible to come out the other side. She also said something that I found really interesting too, said she's done ayahuasca 200 plus times.
I'm good for her, and also it's a lot for me. I'm afraid to do it one time because the vomiting. But really can't do it.
Yeah, but I feel like
I already sound like someone is stabbing me to death when I vomit a little bit.
I can attest. The dogs are really worried.
No one would be like, people would be like, can I have my money back because someone got murdered during my ayahuasca?
I would guess, and I'm not experienced, and I don't know. I've never actually done ayahuasca, and I've not studied it to know what would happen with 200 times. However, my gut feeling is that at the beginning, when you're first getting started doing something like that, you're probably going to have a more visceral reaction than the 200th time. Yeah, I would imagine
I'm sure that's very true.
You can ride the wave, as it were. Like, you're not, probably she's not puking her guts out every single time at this point, because I would also hope that, you know, ayahuasca really can create an environment in which you can make mental discoveries, self-discoveries. Yeah. And I would hope that the 200th time you're not having like earth-shattering foundational change discoveries on time number 200. Because if you are, like, there's no hope for anybody. So.
I know. Well, if you have done ayahuasca more than once, will you let me know what the vomiting, like, how does it get less? Does it get less? Anyways, our friend Michael, who's been on the show several times, you guys love him.
And our friend Steven.
Michael just did it for the first time, and he shared with us his journey, and I'll leave it to his podcast to share all the details. But like, I just was like, I don't know.
He said, I did that. I'm good.
but he learned a lot. Anyways, let's move along. I think that's amazing. But what else did you love?
I really loved when she started talking about moving forward in your life and, you know, achieving the next step, as it were, in the journey. And for her, it was about seeing success begin to come together. And she specifically said, you can't do this stuff alone, right? Nothing happens alone in this life. Like, it is super, super rare that it's one person who's like completely isolated and picks themselves up and changes everything. Like, that doesn't really happen, right? So she said, I certainly didn't do this alone. I needed help. She actually said she also had a therapist, and she didn't feel like she was making the progress that she expected, which is why she started to explore the things such as ayahuasca. But she also sounded like she still has a therapist today. So she began to, you know, see the value in surrounding yourself with people who can be a sounding board or help you move forward along the path, right? So people who have built something great did not do it alone is what she mentioned.
Yeah.
And she said the hardest thing is asking for support, but it's key, right? And it'll make you face, she said it'll make you face your shadows, right? And I thought that was an interesting way of, you know, kind of characterizing your demons or whatever, however you want to describe it. She called it your shadows. And she said that it's important to allow people to sow into your life, that when you give someone, this is twofold in my in Gaia's opinion here.
Yeah, in Gaia's opinion.
It's twofold. You know, you're going to give somebody power to sow into your life, right? To hold you accountable, to value the opinion that they are sharing with you. But you've got to be intentional about whose opinion carries weight, because yes. If you let everybody's opinion carry weight, then you're going to create chaos in your, for yourself, in your mind, for, you know, in your journey. But it's important to allow some people to sow into.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like how the world works. It's like we work with one of our coaches. We've had Roy on before. Like, he's like, you give first, and then what happens is you get. So when you give, you're sowing into someone else's life, and reciprocity is real. So like, if you are needing to be getting more of this, who can you go pour into? Because then it's going to come to you. What you need is going to come to you. Yeah. It doesn't pass you. So I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's interesting, right? Because there's like, we've talked about this before about like leading people, having peers and being led. I don't think that's how we described it before, but you know, the people who are behind you, the people who are even with you, the people who are ahead of you,
mm-hmm. you know,
plus minus equal. There we go. That's what we talked about before. And I think, you know, it's super important to have all three of those.
Oh,
you know,
essential. If you're the smartest person in your room, you are in the wrong room.
Yep. Yeah. But also, you know, I mean, I think that life is more fun when you have equals with you going through the journey mm-hmm. together, but it's still important to have someone ahead of you who's the plus, who can sow into your life and provide guidance. Hopefully they're not dicks about it, because if they are, they're the wrong person for you.
Wrong person.
You know, but to have a sounding board.
Sometimes you have to hire those people.
Well, she said that the best thing she ever did was hire a coach.
Yeah, I mean, we hire our pluses, and then there's some people who, like, are pluses in our lives in some areas, and we're pluses in their life in other areas. Like that sure. does happen. But like, we just got off a phone call with one of our equals.
Yep.
She texted us, this just happened. And we like picked up the phone, like talked to her off the ledge on that thing, shared what we were just going through. And we get to go, wow, okay, we got this. Everyone's got this. Here's what, like, it's, you got to have those people. So I love it.
Yeah.
All right, loves, it's super important to me that supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for 3 years I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. I love this so much, guys, because so many people think I have to get it right the first time, and they have done 52 different iterations. I freaking love that. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. I really do drink it, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Holy moly. I know that, like, I'm a recovering overachiever over here, but I'm super glad AG1 isn't. Okay, so taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one simple scoop. It's literally just one scoop. It's one scoop in one bottle of water. It's amazing. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. Y'all know I've had gut stuff, so that's why I've been doing it for so long. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/beit. That's drinkag1.com/BEIT. Check it out.
All right. So finally, let's talk about those Be It action items. What bold, executable, intrinsic, or targeted action items can we take away from your combo with Diana Min? She said, find someone who is already doing what you're doing or someone who you admire and follow their footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
She said, most of them started one step at a time just way long ago. And when you're looking at a big picture or this massive goal that you've created, it can be really intimidating, but when you break that down and you're making one step at a time, it allows it to not feel quite as overwhelming. I particularly like the idea of finding someone who's been where you're at. Honestly, when I was in college, one of my professors, I told him, I said, yeah, I just want to be the world's greatest undiscovered trombone player and play in a hole-in-the-wall bar in New York City for the rest of my life.
What fucking kind of dream is that?
That was my dream. That's literally why I went to Berkeley.
You just wanted to be so amazing that no one discovered you, and yeah. You're going to play in a hole-in-the-wall.
I would play at all the cool places, but I would just play around New York.
Like, no.
No, I wasn't even trying to be discovered. I just wanted to play.
Okay.
And be amazing. And he said, hey, man, that's really cool. But do you know anybody doing that? And I was like, no. He's like, well, I would imagine that they probably want more, the people who are in that position. I would say, why don't you go sit in these clubs and start to get to know some of these people and ask them if they're excited about it. And I thought, that's not a bad idea. So that's what I started doing, you know? And what I found is that most of them had far bigger ambitions than that. They certainly wouldn't want to just, get paid $50 a night to play. They were looking for more. And I found that interesting. But I do, now that's my advice to anyone who's like, oh man, I want to go to med school because I want to be a plastic surgeon. I'm like, hey, before you even go to med school, find a plastic surgeon and say, hey, I am a really excited 18-year-old. I'm shopping for colleges right now, and I think I want to be a plastic surgeon. Could I shadow you in your office for a couple weeks and just like see how it works, see what you do?
Yeah. No, I love that advice. I mean, like, that's the same thing. Like, for example, if I want to be on more podcasts, I think about the person who's not the same as me, but similar type of person, and then I look up what podcasts have they been on, and I can like follow in that footstep, right? Like, you don't have to, unless you're creating the next level of AI and you are on the cutting edge of technology, which if you are,
and you're making something that no one's ever done before,
like if you are and you're listening to this podcast, hi, we should how did you find this? But from my research of this audience, almost every single one of you has a dream that it's in existence right now, which means it's absolutely possible. And someone has done what you want to do. And so you can take one footstep in front of the other. You can look what they've done and you can almost go, okay, here is a path. And then also with what my favorite takeaway was, first check out with your body, is a full body yes. So if you are kind of looking for the person that's in front of you, like, does that sound like the right? Because there's probably, if you want to be an actress, there are 50 amazing actors we could all name right now that all had a different journey. They all had a different one, and you can figure out what the full body yes is. And then she's going to want you, she said that you want to, she was about having like the right spiritual healer, but you can do this with anything. You know, a life coach, a therapist, anything. So make sure your body says yes, look at testimonials, and then have a consult with them. Anyone you're going to hire should want to have a consult with them. So you can't, there are ways to get out of whatever you're doing and get yourself to the next level with both of these being action items right here.
Pretty amazing.
Way to go, Diana. Thanks for making that easy for us.
Love it.
I love you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Thanks,
well,
Diana.
I love you too.
Thanks, Diana, for being on the show. All right, you guys, how are you going to use these tips in your life? We want to know. I'm Lessa Logan.
And I'm Brad Kroll.
And until next time, be it till you see it.
Bye for now.
That's all I got for this episode of the Be It Till You See It podcast. One thing that would help both myself and future listeners is for you to rate the show and leave a review. And follow or subscribe for free wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, make sure to introduce yourself over at the Be It Pod on Instagram. I would love to know more about you. Share this episode with whoever you think needs to hear it. Help us and others be it till you see it. Have an awesome day. Be It Till You See It is a production of the Bloom Podcast Network. If you want to leave us a message or a question that we might read on another episode, you can text us at +1 310-905-5534 or send a DM on Instagram at Be It Pod.
It's written, filmed, and recorded by your host, Lessa Logan, and me, Brad Kroll.
It is transcribed, produced, and edited by the epic team at Desenio.co.
Our theme music is by Ali at Apex Production Music, and our branding by designer and artist Gianfranco Cioffi.
Special thanks to Melissa Solomon for creating our visuals.
Also to Angelina Herrico for adding all of our content to our website. And finally, to Meredith Root for keeping us all on point and on time.
All right, my coffee lovers. I got something for you. And I know most of you are coffee lovers because if you're listening to this, you have lots of things you're doing and coffee is something that you are taking with you everywhere you go. In fact, I know the Pilates instructors around here are taking coffee, kombucha, tea, and water into every class that they take. So this one is amazing because this is Pure Cafe Bold. They have two options for you. They've got black coffee and then they've got a caramel coffee latte, which is amazing. And here's why it's amazing. It's pre-brewed. So it comes in this amazing little packet. And you can actually just take the packet in to your office, your work, on a plane, like we've been doing. And then you pour hot water in and boom, you've got coffee. And this coffee actually has some amazing stuff. It's not just regular coffee. This coffee supports your immune system. It boosts cognitive function, increases stamina, it reduces stress, and it has cordyceps.
And what are cordyceps, you ask? Oh, that's right, Brad's here. Nature's powerful secret energizer, a rare species of fungi, cordyceps is renowned for its invigorating properties and centuries-old use in traditional medicine, packed with essential nutrients. This natural adaptogen boosts stamina and supports overall well-being. And seriously, it's actually super simple to make. Leslie and I have taken it camping.
Yeah.
I'll use it in the afternoon.
We're taking it everywhere because I'm tired of conferences and different hotels having burnt coffee.
It's 1,000 times better than the terrible coffee that you get on an airplane.
And the black coffee is like less than $1 a packet. So it's like, it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the caramel myself.
He
the
does
caramel
like
has
it.
A little bit of milk in it. So.
It has some dairy. So my dairy free peeps, you can't do the caramel, but you can do the black, right?
Yeah. The black coffee is vegan, keto, gluten-free, non-GMO, nut-free, dairy-free, fat-free, and CGMP compliant.
All right. So here's the deal. You need to go to beitpod.com/coffee. beitpod.com/coffee. And when you do that, you are going to be able to get some amazing coffee that we're loving. You can buy it as a one-time purchase, or you can actually get it as a subscription. There's even family packs. So if you know that you've got a lot of coffee drinkers in your household, this is amazing. And it's honestly cheaper than all the coffees we've been making at home. So we are so excited. I hope you are. Go to beitpod.com/coffee. And, you know, cheers to you and I. Every morning, we'll be drinking the same coffee together. Woo!